Monogamy or whatever you call it, I'm starting to think ain't for everybody. Most of us is rushing into it anyway, you know what I'm saying? You ain't rushing for love and I ain't up here to judge, so let's neglect the what ifs and make it do what it does. Let's get it.
Is it bad then? I never made love, no, I never did. Would've still know how to fuck up being a bad girl. I'll prove it to you. I can't promise that I'll be good to you. Cause I had some issues. I won't admit it, no, not having it. But at least I can admit that I'll be bad, no, to you. Yeah, I'll be good in bed, but I'll be bad to you.
Get it, bad girls ain't no good, and the good girls ain't no fun, and the hood girls want a smartness, college girls all want a thug, so it seems that we fiend what we don't need, gotta think for a queen who don't want to leave, I ain't about to judge.
Why settle for two? Well, why settle for you when I can have two? I don't know, but stick around to find out. Welcome back to Vibrate Higher with Lissa Renee and my co-host, Queen Rich.
Hey,
Queen Rich. Hey. Well, Queen Rich, I just wanted to see, what was your vibe for today? Like, how are you feeling?
Well, today, I'm really super excited to talk about, you know, what we're talking about today, polygamy relationships. It's very interesting to me because, you know, I am in a relationship, so I don't know. I've been up all morning, you know, thinking of about, you know, everything that maybe I had tied into it, maybe I didn't, I don't know. But my day's been pretty great, pretty good.
Well, that's great. You know, I'm feeling great. I'm growing, and I'm forever blessed. So jumping into today's topic, polygamy, as you stated, and I wanted to know, you know, why are so many people, mainly speaking to Christians, against polygamy when it was allowed in the Bible days? The first polygamist in the Bible was Lamech, and he's a descendant of Cain, and he appears in chapter 4 of Genesis. And so he did have two wives, their names Ada and Zillah, and one, you know, bore him two children, and the other one had one. And I feel like it's so frowned upon. I know you say that you're in a relationship, so it's, you know, I'm ready to see how the show is going to turn out because, you know, I'm single, and I know our views are different, but I wanted to see, you know, with knowing that polygamy goes way back beyond our existence, do you think that's what, you know, he meant by when he said be fruitful and multiply?
I definitely do, because what does being fruitful mean and multiplying mean? I myself, I don't believe in, you know, back then that a perception of life was the same as it is now. You know, it's totally different. We live two different ways now. And I don't see a problem, you know, with how that was lived out then.
Most definitely. I don't know. I have my days with it. But with, you know, polygamy trending, I did want to get, you know, other people's views. And I most definitely want to play this clip and get your view after it. And this clip is called Polygamy is the New Monogamy. Monogamy, and you can listen to the full clip on YouTube. It's Daily Wrap-Up Crew. But I wanted to play this clip just to, you know, again, get your thoughts on it and then to see, you know, where we feel like, I mean, where you feel like people should go, because on it, people are wanting polygamy to be more accepted, you know, because there are a lot of people against it. So I just want to play this and, again, get your thoughts.
Should polygamous relationships be more accepted in society? What topic was that?
Mm-hmm. I'm looking right at you, Candy.
How do y'all know?
Because you're over there like,
she's blushing, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, she's blushing, like,
oh, all right. But it seemed like you're right, so what's up?
I do think that polygamous relationships should be more accepted in society.
I agree. You saying that from an aspect?
You want to know why?
Okay.
Yeah, of course.
I feel like there will be a time when a lot of men will be extinct.
God damn, what the fuck?
Yes, that's just what I believe, and I feel like it's going to be more women than men on Earth.
There's already more women than men.
Exactly, and it's going to continue. So in order for us to continue to reproduce, mm-hmm. it's going to have to be about 2 or 3 wives to 1 man.
Shout out to you, man.
That's just how it's, I feel.
And that's a lifestyle you said you would be willing to.
I would.
Oh, shit. Like, let me ask you a question real quick. Do you like women?
I do.
Oh, shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I dropped your wedding ring on the floor.
I take the ring off. So anybody else? What about you, Juicy? You looking over there like.
I agree with you.
Whoa, mm-hmm. I was not expecting this. Right?
Okay.
I thought there was going to be pushback on this. Like.
No, I met a lady at work. She was telling me an amazing story. Mm-hmm. She was telling me she got a 3-way relationship. They all married. Mm-hmm. But it started out because it was this guy. He's 45. She's 29. Mm-hmm. He lived up the street from her. And she was in the driveway. She said, sleeping grass, bitching over. Came over.
Miss Parker.
She said they was talking the whole time. He had a wife. He never told her. So she had invited him over, and something happened. Something came up. So next week, the wife found out, and they fought and everything.
Oh,
and they then they ended up traveling, going to the Dominican Republic. And
that's
they, they did what they did, and they all married now, and they had a baby.
Yeah, was fighting for their love. Like,
all going to the Dominican Republic.
And that's when they had it out.
Okay.
that's why I got you. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I hope I ain't got to wait to 45. I'm trying this shit this weekend.
Okay. And real quick, do you like women as well?
Mm.
Okay.
Right. I think also for financial reasons, too, because 3 incomes is better than 2.
That's a fact.
Y'all the most logical. This is the most logical mindset I have about this conversation. What y'all got to say? Y'all got a tough crowd to deal with now. Like, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, it should get on my nerves too much. I don't know.
Why am I upset them? Why you say that?
I don't know. Females annoying.
Shit, how you think we feel?
Anyway,
I can't argue
in
with
the
you.
Household just
that's two women PMSing,
person,
like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's
some personality.
Some of them be having wives in separate houses, though. They're one family, but they have multiple homes and run the same business.
Mm-mm, we got to be in one house.
Shit, I won't mind.
One house.
And real quick, you like women, too?
No.
Okay. We're going to get you.
Practice, but I never, like, went far with a woman, not even close, so.
You ever kissed
like
a girl?
Beautiful, I mean.
You ever kissed a girl?
So I never really thought about the whole living in two different homes, everybody, you know, like that. But I did see it, you know, I've seen it, you know, on TV shows and stuff, like you said, I would not. We got to be in the same house. I'm definitely not. I couldn't be with two other girls. You know what I mean? Because, you know, as y'all know, I have a woman. I would definitely be me, her, and a man. Okay, So I don't want to say too much. I don't want to say too much yet. So that's what I think about, how I feel about it. Thing is wrong with it. It should be like, mind your business. Why do it matter who or what people, how they live their lives? You know what I mean? I think it's way too much controversy over the topic. I mean, because ain't nobody putting no gun to your head to make you, you know what I mean, do things you don't want to do. If you don't like it, you don't like it. Okay, whatever. Shut the fuck up. But that's how I feel on it. What about you?
Well, for me, I'm
50-50. And so some would call that polyflexible. And for those that don't know what polyflexible is, it's when someone is happy being, you know, monogamous or, you know, in a non-monogamous monogamous relationship. So not speaking too much on it. I haven't tried it. So I really don't, you know, I really don't know. But I feel like we as beings, if it's something that you feel is best for you, most definitely try it, not judging anyone. So the thing that I liked that they said in there, you know, was the fact about the income. And it's not so much as, you know, right, just saying, oh, you know, money's involved, but it's more of creating that generational wealth for the children that you're bringing up in the tribe. It's not,
right,
you know, just fucking like everyone thinks. And I really love the fact that I feel like once you do, if you are willing to do it, yeah, emotions will get involved. You know, you'll feel some type of way. But at the end of the day, it's more of gaining another sister. It's, you know, gaining someone you can confide in, someone that you can love at the same time. So, I don't know. That's just my view from listening to that. But I also, you know, I feel like there are certain steps that you need to be, you know, willing to take, or there's certain things that you need to fix within yourself before you do consider it.
Right.
And so with me, you know, saying that, I wanted you to hear this other clip, and it's a tad bit longer than that one. But this one is why polygamy relationships should not be an option in this day and time. And you can also find this clip on YouTube, Spiritual Good Brother. But I just wanted to get your view on this. I mean, he made a lot of sense. And so I just want to hear your thoughts at the end. Okay.
Yo, what's good, family? It's your good brother. Shout out to the Ether family. Polygamy, man. You know, it's a you know, it's a hot topic. It's been a hot topic on the internet. You know, first and foremost, you know, you know, looking back on all the ancient times, on all the kings and stuff that had, you know, different stories like King Solomon, when you hear stories of, you know, guys with, you know, multiple wives, we look at different cultures and, you know, men have multiple wives. I feel like in today's day and time, with where our people are at right now, and I'm speaking for the Ether, the kings and queens of Ether, you feel me? We need a lot more self-evaluation. We need to do a lot more self-evaluation and self-healing before we could even get to a space of thinking about polygamy relationships. We're too much in shambles right now, you feel me, family? We've got agendas in place down here. You feel me? We're completely imbalanced. You know, a lot of men down here, you know, we're still dealing with a lot of our egos and trying to, you know, get past those. So if you're dealing with any type of emotion or things like that, having multiple wives is going to be very, you feel me? And I'm just talking about for the male, for the male's point of view, let alone our female. You feel me? It doesn't matter. Even where our females are, if the females, you know, our women have went through, you know, a massive amount of trauma. You hear all the horror stories about what our women have gone through, you know. Nah, guys. Yeah, I don't think that would be, you know, that's the best option, you know. I think a lot of times us men, even when we get to that peak, even if we have money, we're so imbalanced as a people right now, you know, we'll fuck around and be done, kill our whole goddamn, all the wives, you feel me? Be controlling, ended up being, you know, because the ego can't be, we're still as a people dealing with our egos and our emotions and things of that nature. You feel me? So before we could even talk about polygamy, we as a people, I feel like, my opinion, family, we got to work on ourselves as a whole before we even, feel me? A lot of our brothers too that want that, you don't even know the type of discipline and patience and you know, just tolerance that you would need to even go through having multiple wives, you know? And again, this is even if you have a whole bunch of money, even if you're a billionaire. Feel me? I feel like you have to be at a certain space within yourself spiritually, you feel me, and mentally to deal with, and we're talking about our women. a lot of the guys that be saying stuff like that are really caught up in their egos. Like, even if guys get to that level where they're on their shit and they got money and whatnot, they still have a lot of healing to do. Like we've heard in the past, and I don't know why it needs to be stressed more, but when we see people with money, a lot of things get overlooked because you see them with their money and stuff like that. Money does not patch up, you know, damages. Money doesn't fix damages. You feel me? Money only covers the wound. It doesn't heal the wound. You feel me? So that's what I feel like where we at, family. All this stuff about polygamy and stuff like that, you feel me? People need to work on their self. People need to work on their self. If you're dealing with people that aren't at least trying to work on their self, you should probably stay away from that person. You feel me? And I'm gonna say try because it's important. If you see someone trying, or if you see have someone that's literally trying, they might be having a real hard time and they're trying, you have to have a lot of patience, you feel me? It's a learning experience. It's for both of you. You feel me? You learn more patience. You have to, tolerating it, that not letting certain things affect you. You feel me? They're working on themselves as well. You feel me? It's a learning experience for both of us. So then the end result is us becoming one. And you feel me? Now, if I'm telling you right now, family, if shit, us kings and queens of the ether, you feel me? We start getting on our shit as a whole, and you feel me? Well, you got to understand, like I was talking about, good brother, there's more women on the earth than men, you feel me, from statistics showing because of slavery, war, all throughout history. So y'all have to understand, the women are the way they are because they've been through a lot of damages. A lot of our sisters have been through a lot of, you feel me, been touched, molested as kids. So they already have this, you know, they're getting fed, fuck nigga this, fuck nigga that. So they're already getting shot this. If us being men were really on our shit, spiritually and mentally, to where, you know, we're not moving with emotion, we're really on our God body, our God movement, moving with principle, moving, feel me? Women would be flocking to men, to us, multiple women. That's how I could see it was possible back then, because when we would start being on our square, women would realize how much more valuable men are, and they probably wouldn't mind. I'm not trying to speak for them because I'm not a woman, but they probably wouldn't mind being that second woman or that third woman or fifth or however many down the line, because they know how valuable that man is. Again, valuable man, and Kevin Samuels used to say it a lot. Rest in peace, Kevin Samuels. Spiritually, mentally, physically, if a woman sees that, I mean, there will be women coming by the flocks, because they see that this man isn't even worried about sex. It doesn't matter how bad the girl is. You feel me? He has vision. He's focused. You feel me? Naturally, they're going to be attracted to you. Naturally. You feel me? Now, and like I said, this is very hard to, you know, this is nature. So don't think you're going to fool around with nature. You feel me? Women naturally, the nature of being a woman, of feminism, of being feminist, the feminine energy within women will be attracted to you. So therefore, you will have, it'll be to the point where you might have multiple women. You feel me? And I'm just speaking in terms of how it could be, how it could have been done back in those times. You hear about King Solomon, 700 wives, feel me? And he was, he was doing of what God was saying. You feel me? 700 wives. You feel me? At the end of the day, the principles, when principles are held, when principalities are held, naturally things fall into place.
Okay, so before I jump in my opinion on what this man just said, I want to give definitions of three different types of polygamy. You have polygyny. That is the specific form of polygamy, okay, where a man marries multiple wives. This term is commonly used interchangeably with polygamy because it's the most common of the concept, the common form, the most common form. That's what you see most, is men marrying multiple women. Polyandry is a less common form. That's where you find the woman marrying multiple men. Okay, and then you got group marriage, Group marriage, as the term implies, is when several men and women marry each other. This is a rarer form of polygamy. While some people might consider the above as types of polygamy, others might recognize them as concepts of their own, and in some instances, the terms are used interchangeably. Okay, this is outside of swinging, threesomes, you know, shit like that, like the, you know, orgies, things like that. That, to me, is just different types of sex. We're talking about relationships. And for me, that last clip, he really broke it down to the point where, you know, that's just basically how I feel about it, too. Like I said before, I wouldn't mind, you know, inviting a man with my, into, like, with my woman, because I'm comfortable with my woman. I don't even see myself letting another woman in that as deep as she is. Like, nobody knows me like her. Okay. I'm not going to say, you know, other women aren't beautiful or shit like that. Like, that's unrealistic. But I am in a relationship. That's who I love. That's who I'm bonded with. Now, when I say a man, I don't mean just any type of fucking man. Okay? There's a certain type. Like you said, the spiritual men, hey, they always welcome. That's one thing. Protection. That's another thing. I like to be stable. You know what I'm saying? I like structure. I love that. So if a man can come into our lives and add to, you know, what we have going on and be that positive male role model to our sons, then hell yeah. I think that's part of me building my queendom. You know what I'm saying? But it's like I said, it's not just about you. You have to, everybody has to know their self. Everybody has to be in touch with their self spiritually, mentally, all of that, because jealousy will come into play with most women. That's just a trait. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what it is about women and jealousy, but hey, let's face it. Not if you are in a relationship with a man right now and he asks you to bring in a woman, another woman into the relationship, you don't look at him inside his head and just automatically shut it down, because, you know, it's like a sexual thing to most people. You know what I mean? And for me, it's more so a balance thing. I'm so comfortable with myself. I have, excuse me, regardless of my appearances, feminine, and I'm masculine. I'm in touch with both parts. That's a sense of balance, and I know that about this life here. You know, there has to be a balance. I remember in the beginning of my relationship, this topic did come up once, and I immediately shut it down. It's funny because my woman, she once said that she wanted two studs or some shit like that, and I just looked at her side of her head like, you know, and all, when you think about it, is that's three women, period, regardless of the club. Mm-hmm. But I did look at her upside her motherfucking head like, this, who, you know? And I was not feeling that shit. But, you know, growing and becoming more of myself, more of me, just, I don't know what it is, like evolving, I guess, like I said before, dropping the limitations we put on ourselves with these titles. Sexuality has never been just, that ain't just all about what I'm about. You know what I'm saying? And when you bring up these polygamy relationships and things of that nature, people just automatically, I feel, jump to the sex part. Oh, you just want two masks on you. Oh, you just want two dicks in your mouth. Oh, you are, you know, just shit like that. And that's never been, you know, what that was for me. Now, threesomes and shit like that, I ain't gonna lie, I done had probably one. And that shit was so fucking, like, out of nowhere, and it wasn't even a real one. I don't count it as a real one, because I seen the way this girl was, you know, doing a thing on the other girl, and it just
I busted out laughing because it was so funny. Like, literally. I don't know if it's because I was drunk at the time or what, but it's just, it was not what that was. I went to sleep on them. Like, and then it just, it never happened again. I never had one again. But, I mean, I think about it sometimes, like me and baby, like, shit, what's up? We can, you know, sometimes, but it ain't just nothing that I lust after, if you know what I mean. That's never been the case with me. But what about you?
Well, backing up to what Spiritual Good Brother said, you know, he said he couldn't speak for women, and I'm so glad that we're two women and we were able to speak. And I totally agree with everything he said, everything, like every single word. And so for me, polygamy was one of those things that I wanted to try because I was like, hey, you know, you will have two mouths on you at the same time. But once I got to thinking about it, once you, you know, I feel like polygamy used to be something that I was so against, but through my spiritual journey, like I said, I had that change of heart. And I've been, you know, I've had many offers to join a tribe or to start one. And I just don't know, because I feel like if I do have a polygamous relationship, I would want it my way, obviously. And, you know, that would be polyandry. But when I got to thinking, I don't know, because, and I was talking to my best friend about it, and he called me a feminist, but it was funny because he was telling me, listen, I know you. You're not even going to like these two niggas when you're done with it. I said, why? And he was reading my thoughts. So I was thinking, I don't got nothing against nobody. Hey, whatever you like is what you like. I don't want y'all to be at home touching on each other's butts and stuff. You know what I'm saying? So I got to thinking, I don't know if I want to win, but I know I'm like women like that. Like, they get on my fucking nerves. Like, and it's not even on my nerves part. It's like, baby, I can't even eat your pussy. Like, I'm just not a pussy eater. Now, I've tried it before, like, you know, but that's just not my thing. Like, come on now. It's just not for me. So I would feel like she would be being cheated, but then I would feel like it ain't up to him to always satisfy her because I don't do what, you know, she does. You know what I'm saying? So I want it to always be.
Yeah.
Even because, you know, jealousy comes into play, emotions rise. And, you know, that's all a part of being human. But at the end of the day, I feel like, I don't know. I'm not against it, but I don't think that's something that I want. And I know you touched on threesomes, and you funny because you laughing. I don't know. I would have been looking at you the same way you've been looking at me. Cause what? Like, I'm trying to turn you
for
on.
Real.
You laughing at me? That would have. Oh man. I would have been seven different colors of red because, baby, no, you don't laugh at me when I'm trying to entertain you. I don't know what I would do if a person did that to me. I would freak out. What was funny about it?
I think I would have to be the main character because I don't think in that instance I was the main character. You get what I mean? It wasn't about me type shit in the first place. Like, it was just so fucked up. So I don't even count that. But, like, you know how you don't count shit? Like, nah, it didn't go all the way in. That don't count. Nah, that did not count. So, girl, so the, what was his name on that last clip?
Spiritual Good Brother.
Yes. Yes, he spoke definitely. When he spoke on the financial part now, when I say stability, I mean, I'm talking about we getting it. You know what I'm saying? Like, nothing is wanted for. I'm talking about the house is good. He fixing motherfucking shit up in the house. You know what I'm saying? We ain't got to call nobody for nothing. You know, things of like that. Like you said, a tribe. And if we do look at the statistics, it is more women than it is men. And how is that if there are more boys, baby boys, being born? What's happening, you know, between the time of them reaching the age of 18? Killings,
being
you know,
killed.
Drugs,
prison. Mm-hmm. That's part of, they don't tell you that's part of that reason. So what does that tell you there? These boys need guidance or we ain't going to make it. I'm all about, you know, strong evolving as a whole, as a masses. So I felt that. That's exactly how I feel about it. And, I mean, yeah, that's just how I feel about it. I know you, I wanted to ask you about the whole swinging. How do you feel about swinging? Like, because that's different. You know what I mean? That's just like you and your partner, and that's four people. That sounds like a lot of fucking work to me, if you ask me.
Well, you know, swinging, I've been asked to be a swinger as well. And it's funny you said that because some people say that swinging doesn't have to be with four people. It can just be with three. But nowadays they label that as a unicorn. And so I don't know how to feel about it because these days I do see where swingers, you know, quads, they go out. And they do, you know, link up with other partners, and then they end up moving in with each other, and they end up not really marrying each other because that shit is still illegal. So, you know, I've seen it done, but I'm not a big fan of it, and it's funny because the same person that asked me to become a swinger was the same person that asked me if I wanted to have a threesome. And I don't consider this a threesome because... It just really went. But I'm going to tell you, we chilling. I'm not going to tell you the place because that would most definitely give it away. But we chilling, and, you know, I used to dance a lot, and he was just like, you know, I want you to dance, for blah, 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 blah. And I was like, okay, cool. Dance for whatever. And she started feeling on me. He was just like, how y'all feel about, you know, having a threesome? First, I was just like, I was laughing because it was really funny to me because I was just like, this hoe. Yeah, I mean, you know, you need to let her know, like, I don't eat pussy. Like, I need her to know, like, I don't, you know what I'm saying? Because I don't never want to make nobody feel comfortable. And, you know, surprisingly, she had already knew, but she didn't already know that we had something going on. And obviously, they had something going on because she was thinking she was the only person. I wasn't tripping because I wasn't, like, I wasn't trying to fuck with him like that. Like, you know, he was a professional man, but he was just like, I want to make a baby with you. And I'm like, nah, you know, you're doing too much. But they was really cool people. And so, man, not that her head was just terrible, but I didn't like it. It was cool. Like, no, don't get me wrong. It was cool. It was like, but people might cuss me out, but I like the way that females give head versus males. It just depends.
See, that's
I always used to say, like, females get the best head. Oh, she put that shit to rest that day. Like, I liked his versus hers. But, okay, she gave me head or whatever, and so he was like, she didn't do nothing. Like, that was it. And so... And I'm sorry for laughing, but so he go to put his dick in, and then it was just like, I started smelling ass. Like, she was putting her fingers in his butt. I was like, you know what? I gotta go, because I gotta
Girl.
Go. I'm not in the mood for this shit. And so I left, and that spiraled me down a road that led to me being celibate. Well, abstinent for, you know, over a year. I was just like, you know what? Like, it's making me
feel
mad to think about it. Like,
right.
Bro, you feeling like you can just get put up fingers in your butt. Like, I know that's the male orgasm, but, like, bro, don't have that shit with me. Like, can we? I just hell no. So... The being a swinger with y'all, it wasn't an option after that. Like, girl, I want to throw up. But
can
I want
you
to
not?
See, have you ever been asked to join a tribe or start one?
No, never.
Girl, the most I was asked to do was kiss two bitches at the bar together. And I was like, fuck no. See, I'm clean. Like, baby, I don't trust people. And people out here is raw. You know, they niggas burn and not tell, not go get a text. Females, too. It's so much that comes to mind and comes to play with that type of, you know, sex for me. Girl, I would like literally, like, it would just have to be a whole relationship because I don't want no one night with a motherfucker I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got to know a person. And it just don't resonate with my soul to do things like that. Like, I would say fear has me when it comes to that type of shit. Because, baby, me and baby good, we ain't been having problems with our shit. You know what I'm saying?
See,
so
and
we bring somebody
thing.
In and
people
get the,
be
you know
dirty.
What I'm saying? We get the smell of something and get the itching. And
get
it's
the
like,
fucking
no,
itching.
I'm not feeling that.
Exactly.
No,
and you know what? Not that I feel like dirty people, because I've been asked by multiple people, and it's not just dirty people, but I just feel like it's the most awkward-ass people in Wichita that would want to ask me some shit like that, and it's just like, I don't want to say too much, because people they're gonna be knowing who I'm talking about, but I've been asked to join in, for me, the swinger shit that's out the way, the threesome. I would love to have a threesome with two women, but
yeah.
I don't know. Like when you described it, it sounded like you were more of a cuckold, you know, where they were just entertaining you and you were, you know, that. But I just sometimes because I used to like I ain't gonna put a year on it, so I ain't trying to get people in trouble. But I used to go and watch live sex, like it used to be real stuff like that, and I wanted to always throw this wide what is it, eyes closed shut party, you know, no cameras.
I've heard about those.
From wild shit, but people is so nasty, don't want to get tested, don't even want to wash their ass,
right?
So I just was like, you know, I'm not going to put nobody in a situation like that to where they get an STD and motherfuckers suing me, and I ain't got nothing to give you motherfuckers, but I don't want to be the cause of, you know, your health deteriorate. Exactly. Because you just don't know what people, the motherfuckers look good, but everything that look good is not good. And nowadays, they
right.
like booty. They don't like coochie, so, no.
Girl, let me tell you. I had a homegirl involved in that type of shit. And she would tell me about the the stories that, you know, was going on, and she would say, you know, because she was dealing with an older dude, so he was getting, you know, a little bit older women. We in our 20s, you know, back then. And she talking about the bitch, the older women that kept her on their pussy, they didn't want to shave. It was just too much. Like the things they were saying, it was just cringy. You know what I'm saying? It was just too much. But I was like, I don't understand how she mustered up, you know, the courage, because that's just scary for me. I don't know, man. I don't know. But, yeah.
Yeah. I'm not eating no 1970 hairy cat. I'm not eating a 1970 unshaved cat. Wax her shit off or something. Hell no. I don't want that.
You said lady, 1970.
Girl, please.
You know, because
yeah,
she was like in our 20s.
Yeah, we're not doing that back.
We was like in our 20s, but I don't know. Things like
you
that,
know,
though,
and
like,
I hate this, Gene. Huh?
It, things like that, you have to, you know, let the preference, it's like you have to come together to pick. Like when you're in a relationship,
mm-hmm.
now on some single shit, I guess it's just all about you. But when you're in a relationship already with somebody, it's like y'all both have to be willing. It ain't no, okay. And that's where it's like a double negative to me, because if I don't want to and you want to,
You know what I mean? Or if I want to and you don't, then who's getting played in the end? Who, you know what I'm saying? And that's kind of what it's like with my spouse. And I don't feel played at all because I know how to compromise. Like I told her, I had to let her know, look, it's a tough topic, you know, but we're going to talk about it. And once I broke it down to her, she kind of got it. Like, baby, it's not, I don't want no other woman. You are enough. I don't want to experience two yous. Are you crazy? Like, that's too fucking much. And that's where the balance come in at. And when mm-hmm. I broke it down to her about the protection, the structure, the positive male role model for our children, like, she kind of was like, you know, oh, okay, you know, and kind of softened up on the topic. But in no way or no form I want to change her mind. I want to force her to do something that she's just totally against at all. Relationships come and you have to be able to compromise, I feel like, before you can even jump into something like that.
You most definitely do. And going back up to when you said preference, and I want to say this because I know, you know, you said, you know, maybe a threesome, no to swinging, but open relationships, because it took me back to this time back in when I was really back in my gay days, like when I was weird. But it was this woman, and I had to write a story about it. She was an older woman. We worked at the hospital together, and she was a nurse. She was an RN, and she was just this hateful-ass bitch. Like, seriously, she was just rude-ass bitch. And one day, like, she was just always rude to me. And so one day I refused to serve the bitch in line. Like, I just really, like, I don't want to talk to you. I'm not cashing you out. I can't help you. I can't go get what you need. Like, I couldn't do nothing for her because I was just tired of her. So one day, like, she was waiting on me outside. And I'm thinking she want to fight because, again, this bitch is so fucking rude. So I'm screaming across the street leaving the hospital because I'm like, you know, by the time I get to my car, you still sitting there, bitch, we fighting because what do you want? Like, she just never said nothing nice. And so she, you know, she was weird. Like, she was weird. So it turned out she had an open relationship with her husband, but she was looking for more of, not a male, but a female. She was, like, more into females, but she enjoyed her life with her husband. You know, their kids were grown, whatever, whatever. And so, it again, all about preference. And she was just like, you know, take off for the day. I'll pay you for the day. Just, you know, some old weird shit. She was like a nigga. You know how you'd be like, take off for the day. I'll pay for your day. And
yeah,
so,
yeah, yeah.
I had ended up, you know, taking off. I was just like, no, I didn't take off, but I was just like, she was like, you know, my offer's still on the table type shit. It was like a 50 Shades of Grey type shit. So, come to find out, this woman had her husband pick me up and everything. And her husband picked me up, like a chauffeur type shit. And, you know, he didn't say much to me, you know. He drove me to their house or whatever. They had a nice-ass house. And it was more of him just being there, like, are you okay with him watching? Because I was like, hey, I don't want y'all saying I'm like, no big, I don't eat no pussy. Like, I'm not here for those type of games, you know?
Yeah.
I just wasn't there for that. And when I tell you, that shit was, like, the most fun I had in a long time, because it was, like, I was nervous as hell, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, with her being a nurse, she was just, like, sending all her papers, you know, making sure she knew she was clean, and then she was just like, what do you like in a woman? Like, what do you do? What do you prefer? And it was just shit like that. And I don't feel like I would be open to having an open relationship, but do you think, oh, never mind. I know your partner isn't up, you know, she ain't up for that shit, but if this was the beginning of y'all relationship, do you think she would be open to a threesome, you know, swinging or an open relationship?
You mean, did you say now or like before?
No, I know she ain't doing this shit right now. I'm talking about, like, if this was the beginning, do you think she would be more open for it?
I couldn't say. Probably. I don't know. I don't want to speak for her. I don't know. I don't even know if I would be up for it in the beginning. Like I said, I have to know people. Like, if we all just, like, came in together, and because, like, I had to be friends with her. I had to build a friendship with her before we even became, you know, a couple. So that whole swinging and, you know, things of that nature, like I said, I never really wanted to do that. So, nah, for me, but for her, I mean, I don't think so either. She's just not that type, you know?
Yeah. And that's good to be, you know, more reserved for just one partner. But you're most definitely going to have to ask her, so next episode you can come back with a comment. But for me, I wanted to just say, like, I might try this shit with you, but I'm not going to try it with me. So meaning, yeah, I might do this
right
with you while you in a relationship, but when I get into one, I don't feel like, and that might, you know, be a little unbalanced, but I wouldn't do it with myself. I would just want one. Or if I am able to, you know, have a polygamous relationship, I would want my separate time with each spouse, you know, because I do see that people,
right,
they don't all sleep together, you know, they take turns. And I feel like I would be okay with that because I know you're going to get on my nerves. So I don't care to really have a relationship with you just, you know, on a night we feeling freaky, like, hey, we're going, you know what I'm saying? Something like that. I'm not trying to make you my girl. Like, that shit never works. I always have to slap them hoes. So I ain't never had an outside girlfriend since then. Outside
girlfriend.
Bitch, I would slap you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know. It just depends on the situation. But, you know, we know polygamy isn't anything new. However, I feel like it's trending now more than ever, mainly because of women. You know, we're tired of getting cheated on, and they decided, hey, if you're going to cheat, bring it home so we can both have fun. And I think for that fact, people see polygamy as a big fucking orgy, and they're so quick to pass judgment or shoot the idea down because, you know, it do make you look at it like that. But I wanted to see, you know, what would be the pros and the cons, you think, for a polygamous relationship?
Okay, for a polygamous relationship, I say structure, definitely finances if all three priorities are intact. Chemistry is big. I don't know. And also, the way things are with the economy, that I guess that would tie into the financial part as well, just because, you know, more income, the better. You know what I'm saying? I'm all about building things, building up things, evolving. So, hell yeah. The cons, I would say intentions. I wanted to say that, intentions. Everybody in the relationship should have the same intentions. It shouldn't be no one, you know, how the men just go out and have sex with a woman, bring a woman back or whatever, and just, like, do whatever the fuck you want to do and control the whole, manipulate the whole relationship. No, that's not what we mean. That's imbalance. So that's totally negative. The women, you know, don't invite it. Don't say that's what you want and that's not what you want. Okay? Now, if you really don't like women, don't be just trying to, you know, do shit to keep your man. That's not at all
what we said. If you're up for experiences, then experience it. But if not, then leave it alone. And if that's what the man want to do, and that's how he's portraying himself, meaning he out being a cheater and all that shit, then let him go. Shit. Let him go be that. But, yeah, that's
okay.
How,
and so I don't mean to cut you off, but we do have a caller on the line. They've been on hold for a while, and I do apologize. But, again, the topic is polygamy, and most definitely going to allow the caller to come in, you know, comment, you know, say whatever they got to say.
Okay.
Caller, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hey.
Oh, snap.
Hey. Hey, y'all.
How are you?
I'm good. I just got off work. How y'all doing?
We good.
Fine.
I'm so glad that you called in, because I want you to be able to speak to yourself.
I hear y'all talking. I was like, I wasn't going to call, but I was like, you know what? Let me say what I got to say.
Okay.
So I know y'all talking about polygamy and all that stuff. Now, as Taurus was saying, I was against it for a long time, but she did sit me down, and I got a better understanding on what she meant. I heard you ask her how you think I would feel if we was, like, fresh into the relationship, and I honestly don't even know, because, for one, I don't like motherfuckers. I mean as hell. That ain't nothing to just brag about, but I don't like bitches. So, no, not at all. Now, if it was like, as she said, like a man with structure and not coming in trying to be cute and take over shit, then okay, cool. But a bitch, no.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. She said that shit down quick. No, no bitch, but a well-structured man.
Nice.
And I know you say that you're mean and you don't like people, but just why not a bitch? Like, is it the emotions behind them, or you don't want to share her in that part, like with another female?
No, it's like with females, because I'm a female. I know how females are. They like to be cute and do extra stuff to get noticed more and, you know, all that type of stuff. And
competition.
Me and Taurus, it's just like, no, because I'm gonna hurt your feelings, because when it comes to me and Taurus, it ain't no replacing me, just like it ain't no replacing her. So with that being said, I'm too much really. If it came to three of us, it would have to be. I couldn't accept a woman, because it's too much having to start over, get to know. I mean, it would be that with a man too, but with a woman, it's just completely different. Because, and then people like to, you know, a female might come, and she might not even be gay for real. You know, just want to have fun in the next day. Like, I don't got time for all that. So, yeah.
Y'all keep saying females that ain't really gay like that. I feel like y'all talking about me. Not saying
no.
It's
girl, no.
Like,
I promise
saying,
you.
I'll
promise. If
female,
I was talking about you, I would have said your name.
No. You know how people be like, you know, because people be like, you know, you ain't really, did I ever say I was? Like, I have to tell people that, and that's one thing, like, you have to make people aware of. Like you said, don't come in here just trying to have fun. If you're not trying to build, like, we're not trying to bring you in our kingdom, because we ain't running around trying to catch no diseases. We got motherfucking kids.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? We got people to raise. So it's not just for a fun time. And I feel like with that being said, I feel like that's why I would never really be in a polygamous relationship unless it was just like okay that, you know, we were all together, but you know, had that understanding that, girl, you and I, we ain't going to be together every night.
Right.
But I don't know if it
and
would
then
work
too,
like
I'm
that.
Real,
so
I
don't
want to come
problem.
To Taurus.
I have one problem. We got one problem with this, because who fit us up some dick? Who's sucking the dick?
Exactly. What
I'm
the fuck you said?
That's the problem.
What the fuck
the
you
main,
said?
That's the only problem. Do you hear me? So it's just
what?
Like, now,
I love it.
It's true. Just like you ain't eating no pussy, we don't, we, it's just too much trauma come with our left.
Yeah,
meat.
I'm sucking at that.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And, nah.
Y'all is funny. You ain't gonna try it? You don't lick the tip? No, nothing?
I'm not doing
none
of that.
We're gonna have to give Mr. Man a pocket pussy.
Or something.
Oh. But see,
I can't even. I can't even. You better ask Taurus. I can't even brush my tongue without gagging. What I look like putting a dick in my mouth?
For real.
Oh wow. Well, what? Okay. What if he feel like y'all depriving him from oral and he goes out and seek it elsewhere? Would that be considered cheating?
He ain't.
And how would you feel about it?
See, that's the best thing. See, you can't be like that. That's why I just feel like
compromise.
That would be something for us. You do, but this ain't something we just got the motherfucker have now.
Yeah,
you know?
It ain't, because we good by ourselves.
We ain't looking. I'm just saying that would be one of the cons of the relationship. That would be the main con, because we all know niggas like they did to us. So, I mean, I'm not feeling that part of the relationship. I don't know.
Okay,
I don't know.
So this question, and if I'm going too far, you ain't even got an answer. So I know you say you ain't sucking a dick, but if you got a man, are y'all having sex? And that's each of you. Are you having intercourse with this man?
Yeah. Yes, we are. We all. It ain't going to be no motherfucking I'm the one getting fucked. We all getting fucked.
Something.
But
yeah, what
you say on that? Because
I say the same thing.
Okay.
And of course, of course, yeah. I'm not going to. Let me stop saying. I'm going to talk to myself. But, most definitely.
Yeah.
Damn. I don't even know anything about that. Y'all trying to have a baby? Who's carrying?
We are.
We are.
I
we
am.
Are. Soon. Not too soon, but we're going to have one. It's like, you know, we got a little couple, we got a couple more steps to climb. And then some way, somehow, whatever way, whatever how, shit, don't worry about it. We're going to have one.
Well, not whatever now. No, I'm just kidding.
Not like that.
I'm just kidding.
I am so happy she called in. Like, you really turned this into an amazing show. You know, because speaking on you and you not being here to, you know, just comment, and you coming through and just clearing up, you know, all questions, you know, we appreciate that. And also, I just wanted to
see, like,
y'all. You know, you're welcome any time to call in. Like, we appreciate this, and we hope that this is not just a one-time thing. But
no, it was.
Before,
I wanted to
you know,
call in earlier. I'm sorry.
Well, what happened? No, but what happened?
I wanted to call
in earlier
because I was at work, and I got my AirPods in this. I know it started at 4:00. So I had my AirPods and not even listening at work, just listening to y'all. And then when I got in the car, I was like, I'm finna call.
Well, we appreciate it. And hopefully next time, you know, you can tune in with us again. And I forgot the question I was going to ask you. But before I, you know, turned it over to Queen Rich, I just wanted to say, you know, to the people, like, when I was asking people about polygamous relationships, I got a few comments on it, and a lot of them, you know, were, this is disgusting, why would people want to fuck multiple people, you know, things of that nature. But again, I feel like if you're going to do it, it would be something that you would feel spiritually, and again, you would need a well-structured person, whether it's a male or a female. And the people that are interested in polygamous relationships, polyandry, whatever form you're looking for, Sister's Wife is not the show to go by. When wanting to experience this, you do have to get out and live it on your own. For me,
right.
Speaking to
clean rich and they, I don't think that's something I would like to try. Hey, girl, we might have fun one night, but I ain't no pussy, so. We can just have some fun. And, you know, you never know. I might get drunk and I might. Because, again, it's not like I'm against it, but you just not going to be right in my face and stupid shit like that. But before we go, I just wanted to speak on escaping polygamy because it was brought to my awareness that there are some people trying to escape it. Again, polygamy is not for everybody, just like monogamy is not for everybody. And if you do, you know, find yourself caught up in a situation like that, you do need to reach out for help. Don't be, you know, scared of what people are saying because that's how cults get started. And I'm not trying to speak on nobody. This man got money to get me killed or whatever else he want to do. But Nick Cannon need to stop having all these goddamn babies. Like, seriously. Stop having these fucking kids.
I don't understand what the problem is, okay? If you're financially stable, you can take care of your kids. Hey, plant the motherfucking seeds. I don't see him missing, you know, too much or anything in their lives. Like, I don't see the problem. Hey, if there's some deeper shit going on, fuck that shit, you know? And do go call out and get help. And I'm glad you said this. And I wanted to say before we're closing out, I love how she called in because we are our own people in this relationship. I don't understand escaping because the relationship should be about what if that person, you know what I mean? If that person wants to be there, if that's what you want to be doing, how are you holding anybody captive in a relationship they don't want to be in, period. But I do want to say I am my own person, as you can see. My woman is her own person. We might have different opinions on things, and we might not agree on every fucking little thing about our relationship or just anything, period. But you are entitled to feel how you want to feel about things. And if you cannot talk to your partner about certain issues, then that's something that needs to be worked on within self. Okay? That's something that needs to be balanced out with y'all. But thank y'all. I just want to thank you guys for listening tonight. I want y'all to come back with us Sunday for the Frequency Sunday show. We're going to come back with another playlist like we did last Sunday. Maybe you're going to know some songs, maybe you don't. But that show will be airing at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. All right, y'all? Thank you for listening.
Thank you, beautiful people. And again, like you stated, that is it for us. And remember, I'm here for a short time and a fun time, not a long time. So I'm more than willing to have the fun, but I ain't eating no pussy. Good night, beautiful people.
Yep.
I don't recollect your name.
Oh, baby, I don't know your name.
Let me tell you that some heels really compliments your frame.
Look at your body, baby.
Ooh, and I gotta catch my plane. You say you miss me and you wishing for some private time. Girl, how can we get that way?
Look, another day, another dollar. She hate me when I leave, cause when I leave, I never call her. That's slight shit, I shit. I could call you right quick, but if I call you, gon' be like, boo, why we haven't Skyped yet? And a Skype bet you say, lay where my flight at? If I decline, then you inquire on where I spend my nights at. Shit, this life gets overwhelming and more than hectic. But a woman worth some anger is certainly worth some effort. Just look closer, my life is quite deceptive. Women will sell they soul just to buy some attention. I need something to hold. Fuck that passive aggression. And when I'm back from off that road, don't ask me no questions. Please.